Environmental groups are asking the state and federal government to exchange or purchase land to create a permanent wildlife buffer along the eastern border of Denali National Park. The request comes in response to a Park Service study that shows a decline in the number of wolves viewed by visitors who ride the bus along the park road. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
5,841. That's the number of bus trips along the road inside Denali National Park this summer. The Park Service sampled less than 1.5% of those trips to find out how often visitors spot wildlife. Wolves, in particular, were only sighted on 3 occasions out of 80 trips sampled. Don Stryker is Denali National Park superintendent. He says wildlife viewing is something visitors have come to expect.
I think the ability to experience wolves in the wilderness, sort of on their own terms, is an amazing and oftentimes transformative experience for people.
Wolves that have been spotted along the Denali Park Road in the past are likely members of the Grant Creek Pack.
The Grant Creek Pack breeds right near the road, and so they offer the best opportunity. They offered the best opportunity for people to be able to see those wolves. They sort of grew up with buses going by.
But in May of 2012, the Park Service reported the pack's dispersal. A breeding female was trapped and killed that year. Stryker says the loss of the pack means there are fewer wolves to spot in the area. But he doesn't think those numbers are an indicator of larger changes in overall population.
In no way, shape, or form would I suggest that this data suggests that we have a problem with respect to the viability of the wolf population in Denali.
There's not necessarily a link between how many wolves are seen in the park and how many are there.
Kathy Harms is a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. For the most part, she and Don Stryker agree.
A specific wolf taken by a trapper was the breeding female in a pack commonly viewed, and it did disrupt viewing, but it didn't affect overall wolf numbers in the park.
But environmental groups argue hunting and trapping outside the park is affecting the population inside the boundary. Last spring, the Park Service counted 55 wolves, down from 143 in 2007. It's the lowest count since the park started keeping track of wolves in 1986. Rick Steiner is a conservation biologist and wolf advocate.
Now, we don't know all the causes of the decline, but without question, it's indisputable that take of park wolves when they cross the invisible boundary of the park on the east side, trapping and hunting, has contributed, and I think is the primary contributor to the decline in park wolves and certainly in viewing success.
In 2010, the Board of Game voted to eliminate a buffer zone that protected wolves that crossed the northeastern park boundary. Since then, Steiner and others have made multiple efforts to reinstate the buffer without success. But Kathy Harms says harvest numbers in the area where the buffer used to exist are too low to significantly impact the population.
In the formerly known as the buffer zone in the Stampede Trail area, the maximum number of wolves taken per year in the last 6 years has been 4 wolves, and often it's 0 to 2. So there's no correlation between trapper harvest and a decline in wolf numbers in the park.
In a letter to U.S. Department of Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and Alaska Governor Sean Parnell, Rick Steiner has requested the state and federal government negotiate an easement exchange or land purchase to secure a permanent buffer to protect Denali area wolves. Neither office has responded, but the governor's staff is reviewing the document. The Park Service is still compiling numbers from this year's fall wolf counts. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.